Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Trina, a pleasure as always to have you back with us. And we began last month our new series on developing the habits of happiness. And for the month of, well, February, I guess, your suggestion was that every morning we just check in with ourselves before we even get up out of bed. And
just observe.
And just observe. Yeah,
observe where our mind goes. And the funny thing was that I'd never done that before myself, to be honest. And I thought it was a really good idea. I mean, noticing things like, you know, how are you going to pay the bills, or, you know, whether somebody's ill or not, or all of those things, our mind tends to habitually go there first. But by the end of the month, I was able to say, when I'm up and able and can consider those in a healthy way, I will look at them.
Yes.
But for now, I choose another thought, a better thought. It actually works. It really does. You can get up feeling better in the morning.
If you're listening, you missed that conversation, you can listen back. Our chat is up on the Saturday Live page at sunshineradio.ie. This month, something I think which is going to resonate with just about everybody, because here we are talking about happiness, and yet in the last month, almost the unthinkable has happened. I mean, there we are, you know, here we are coming out of lockdown. We've come out of lockdown, and now what's happening in Ukraine has taken over. And of course, we're all absolutely horrified, and our hearts more than go out to the people of Ukraine. How can we be happy? I mean, it almost seems, what's the word?
You feel guilty. Nearly.
Guilty, yes, for saying, well, how do I be happy when
this
there
is
are
going
people
on.
Living in misery and in huge fear?
Yes, and people we can identify with. They're mothers, children. We're either that age, or we have children of that age. You know, we can identify with them. And so that guilt is part of it. When we talked about happiness being a state of being, which is really what we were talking about last month, what we meant by that is we can be beings. You know, we are happy human beings. But the happiness that people are talking about, how can I be happy? That's the emotion of happiness. That ebbs and flows. It comes and goes. And not really feeling it at a time when we're very preoccupied with something quite enormous such as this. You know, it's safe just to know that it will come back. But we can still choose a habit of happiness, which is to choose to think positively. Now, I know people go, how can I think positively? But it's more to do with making a positive choice, making, you know, taking positive action, doing something useful, considering something that might need your attention and what you can do about it. So really and truly, the habit of happiness we might discuss this week is, how can I be useful? How can I help? What can I do? What can I take out of this? What kind of life lesson can I take with this? What will I learn about myself that I didn't realize? And what will I learn about my place in this world? So using it as a means of finding a positive route through, rather than being totally immobilized, because that's what guilt does. When we feel guilt or we feel fear, that actually immobilizes us. So we're not actually able to do anything. We're not able to even be in the present when we allow ourselves to feel those feelings. So we can accept, okay, I feel guilty. I can't really go around with a smile on my face. Well, actually, you can, because in your part, in your corner of the world, you can live well. For example, I don't think that it is possible to be sad enough to make someone else happy, or miserable enough to cure someone else's misery. You know, you've got to become the thing that you want for them in order to be a part of the healing process. So in other words, if somebody is ill, it is bring your healing presence to them. Bring the thing that you want for them. If somebody is poor or they're going through difficult times, be as generous as you can afford to be. And in this case, in the case of war and real fear amongst our fellow men and women in Europe, what do? We can only bring our peaceful presence within our own corner of the world as much as we possibly can. And that's taking the positive route, which is, as we get back to, one of the habits being a happy person.
And, you know, it's so interesting, this subject, because as we've mentioned before, that I think a lot of us have fallen into the trap of thinking that happiness is something outside of ourselves, or something that would be given to us as a result of something else that we possibly achieve or attain.
Yes.
When in actual fact, it's something that we develop within ourselves, because I truly believe that we were all put on this earth to live in a state of happiness, to be totally connected with our own spirit. And you're absolutely right. If you can find that within yourself, then you can't but help those around you on their journey as well.
Yes, radiating it from yourself. You know, very often we can just all slip into the habit. I mean, if the people around you are becoming incensed or angry or even, you know, despairing or whatever else, it's very easy to slip into that. But the more often that we bring ourselves back, so this is conscious living, really. So perhaps being happy is living consciously. Is this really a reflection of who I am? Is this what I want to feel? Is this what I want to bring to the world? And if it isn't, then what is it you want to do? So being very much in touch with your own energetic presence in the world is really important. And you're quite right when you say that, you know, we say we'll be happy when we have enough money, when we are, you know, when we get over this particular bout of arthritis or whatever, you know. Those are things that come and go. What we're talking about is the frame of mind, the choices that we make that support living in our own truth. And that's really what it is. And what we can do in order to maintain those, such as, for example, when you wake in the morning, observe where your mind goes and then pulling it back and making different choices for yourself.
And it's not to say at all that you're pulling a blinkers over yourself, that, you know, we're all living in joyful harmony here.
It's not that.
It's not that.
No, but at the same time, what it can be is finding the sort of what life lesson is in this, what kind of good can come out of this, where can I be of use and value in this? For example, when we get very caught up in this whole situation and the fear of it all and the unknowingness of what's going to happen next, what can we do in our own small corner of the world? If you want to do something big, if you really are, you know, very worried and concerned, turn that into an action. If you're the kind of person and you can do it, do you get in touch with the Red Cross and see, do I set up fundraising? How do I make collection points for refugees, for blankets and clothes and toys for the children? Have you got Ukrainian people living in your community? Do you need to go and support them?
Yes.
Have you Russian people in your community who may need to be, you know, supported as well, because they may be feeling the anger directed at them in some way? So that's when I say, when we take our own energy, our own corner and live it well, then we are much more inclined to develop that habit of being a happy human being.
Absolutely, because what you send out does come back, to you.
Absolutely.
And we've said this so many times on the show.
Yes.
And if you get into the habit of just sending out goodness from yourself in whatever form that might be, you will actually feel so much better for it. And if you can't do anything big, say you don't have the money or the resources or even the time, well, you do have the time to even take 2 or 3 minutes, go light a candle and send out a prayer.
Beautiful thought. And actually, that is one of the things that is so important to remember at this time, that, and great studies have shown that when groups of people meditate or pray, that there are real tangible results from that. Violence goes down, criminal behaviour is reduced. We are energetic beings. That energy within us goes out across a multidimensional grid throughout the world. And when we meditate, when we pray, whatever it is that you're at home with, when we get in touch with our own peace and radiate that out from within ourselves, we can only affect the energetic presence around us.
Okay, so heading into March then, Trina, this month it's all about living our own corner. Well,
living our own corner well, exactly. So if that means that what you do is you keep a peaceful environment in your own home, that you even choose peaceful movement, consider maybe taking up Tai Chi or Qigong or yoga or Pilates, so that you're bringing peace in your own presence with you. Make up a beautiful music playlist. I have one on Spotify, which is mellow smooth jazz for wise and ageless goddesses. Listen into Sunshine, your afternoon program is gorgeous. Instead of having the rolling banner on the likes of Sky News or other news channels constantly flashing headlines and breaking news in your face, that has to be have an effect on your peaceful presence and how you maintain that in your corner.
And I know Debbie Boyle, who the angelic healer and teacher, she had hosted a fabulous meditation for peace during the week.
Yes, very powerful. And she reminds us of the kind of presence that we have within us and how that can actually move. And she talks about how you send that out into the animals, the earth, the soil, throughout the world, and how that affects everything around us. So it's worth looking in on Debbie's gorgeous meditation. It's on her
Facebook
page. On her Facebook page,
yes. Angelic Connections. So yes. Okay, so that's our plan then for the month of March, to live our corner well.
And if you want to, take action. If you're the kind of person saying, how can I be happy? I feel so guilty. What can you do? What kind of action can you take? That really is a signal within yourself, calling from within you to go do something. And as you say, either the big thing things, go set up the fundraising, or the small things, meditate for 5 minutes, light a candle and keep a peaceful presence around you.
Trina Keane, trinakeane.com, by the way, if you want to find out more about Trina and what she does. And Trina, your Tuesday nightclub, another edition next week.
Yes, come and join us. It is another means of actually being a happy being, and that is being with people who are like-minded, who uplift you, who are a warm and welcoming presence. And you will find that there at the Tuesday nightclub.
Absolutely. You'll get all the details on Trina's website, as I said, trinakeane.com. It's absolutely free on Zoom, 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Trina, as always, a pleasure, and we will look forward to chatting with you again next month.
Thank you so much, Carol.